Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Warning, things are about to get intense. Like when you stare into the eyes of someone that you really like for a full minute straight without blinking. Intense! Intense heat! Lasting plump! From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York. Formulated with chili pepper! Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts. Available in 8 sizzling shades. Honestly, my favorite is hot honey and cocoa zing. I put it on my lips and honestly, it did sizzle them. It sizzled them right to the moon. They were plump and juicy and everyone was like, Nicole, can I? And I'm like, get in line. Can you take the heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you. Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time. You date me, a podcast where I try to figure out how I'm still single, even though I will kiss your butthole and lick your dick and not even ask for dinner first.
The only show that answers its question in the first line.
Yep, you're right. You're right. Oh, boy.
Solved your fucking entire thesis in the first line of your episode.
That voice you're hearing is a treat of a friend. You know him from Game Over, Man. You know him from... Uh-oh, I should have looked up your credits.
I think you should know them off the top of your head. It's only sadder because you're going to only think of old ones. You know him from Mailer Demon, the Herald team from 2005.
You know him from The Law Firm before they moved to The Weeknd at UCB. You know him from all of the podcasts. He's a frequent guest on Doughboys. He has one maybe still called Action Boys. Yep. He's got High and Mighty.
Yes.
He's got Raised by TV.
Oh, shit.
My friend is the podcast king. John Gabris.
Let me clear my throat.
Gabris, how are you?
Oh, Byer, I'm wonderful. This is already as fucking insane as I had imagined it would be.
I mean, I like to get wild.
It opens with you singing a song about what you'll do to another person's genitals.
Well, this is
and
the
then
first
ends
time,
with you cackling.
It's the first time I sang a song. Usually I just say a sexual act that I'll do to a man without a date.
I bring out the song in your voice.
You do. Yes. You make me happy.
You make me happy.
You're such a joyful person.
That's the nicest way to call someone fat.
I got fired from a job once and I asked why and they said, you're too jolly. And I like got home and was like, they fired me because I was fat? Because the only person you describe as jolly is Santa
Claus.
Yeah, he's a fucking fat ass.
No one's ever like, those elves are jolly too. Unless they're a fucking dumpy ass elf.
Elves aren't dumpy. I feel like that's like in the description. You can't be like
gotta
fat
be live.
And 2 feet tall.
Yeah.
That would be bad. You'd be
oh,
like
that would
meatball.
Be bad. I mean, my saving grace to not be absolutely disgusting is that I'm 6'2". Like, that's my life-saving goal is that I've been like, I'm not short and I'm not bald. Uh-huh, so it's like I constantly have to be like, I have a head of hair and I'm tall. It's like, well, you're fat and disgusting. I'm like, no, I know, but I'm tall with a full
you
head of hair.
You lost weight, though.
I have recently lost about 20 pounds.
Congratulations. But also, who cares?
No, exactly. I mean, the only thing... I'm with you on that. If someone is seeking to lose weight, mm-hmm. then I say congratulate them. But also, if you're seeking to remain the same,
then more
you're not
going to
get any complaints from me.
Yeah, fuck it. Eat.
Do you.
I've
be
been
happy.
Trying to just like be healthy. I just don't want to get winded going up the stairs anymore. That's like the goal.
My out of shapeness was affecting my job, which my job is very easy. And I'll be like, I'll be standing for like five takes in a row. And I'm like, I need to someone get an Apple box. And I'm like, oh, okay. I need to get my life together so I can continue. I'm only 36. Like I intend to do this job for
like forever or until someone accuses you of sexual harassment.
You know what? Maybe I should go back to business school right now. Oh my God.
Did you hear about Morgan Freeman?
I did.
Was that your Morgan Freeman impression?
I was wondering how black to do it.
I did.
But he doesn't sound traditionally black. He's I'll only, say it like that.
He's got like the traditional deep voice of a black elder statesman.
Nope, that's bad. Nope, I can't do Morgan Freeman.
I cannot do Morgan Freeman. No, I'm just.
I thought it was going to be good.
Yeah.
And it is not.
I feel like if we look deep into any 70-year-old male actor who's been famous for 40 years, we're gonna find bad shit.
They be a touching, they be a raping.
Yeah.
It's not nice. It's very mean. And then not to get too super into it, did you read that Arrested Development interview?
Yeah, where people were like defending Tamara.
Gaslighting fucking Jessica, what's her name?
Walters.
Jessica Walters.
Jessica Walter, yeah.
She's crying and they're like, well, some actors are like that. And it's like, this bitch is still sad.
I would even go as far to say, like, I guess some actors are like that, but if you're in like a sexual, like psychosexual rape drama or something, maybe some shit like that could fly. But if you're shooting Arrested Development, you're not allowed to be like an edgy fucking actor.
No,
it's
like
that's indefensible.
There's a character who's a never nude who showers in his shorts.
Yeah.
You can't be. What are you screaming about?
Yeah, why are you showing? Also, you're one of like 15 actors. Just fucking pump the brakes.
Yeah, that's
always upsetting.
All bad.
Yeah.
But I mean, this podcast is not about sexual assault. Or
not
the
yet.
Me Too movement.
Not until this episode.
Oh, yeah, baby. But you're not single. You are happily married.
Yes. Yeah, so why I won't date you is because I'm taken. So thanks for having me.
Because you don't like fat chicks. I know what you said in Austin. I think it was Austin. You were doing Doughboys Live, and Mitch was like, Gamers got asked, why don't you date Nicole? And you went, I don't like fat chicks. And it made me laugh so hard.
Yeah, I mean, it's a funny question to be like, why won't you, like, to ask Mitch, like, it was such a fucking, people are so obnoxious. And their Q&A has become like fucking Instagram comments. And it's like, you can post a picture of you at the beach with your friends, with Mateo, and someone will comment like, yeah, but did they nail it? Oh, where's Wes? And it's like,
it's insane.
All they want to do is quote you at you.
Yeah. Yes. And I don't get it.
I took a picture of me and my wife and people will say things like, how many train stops to Long Island? And I'm like, shut up. And I'm like, thank you. I appreciate that you're a fan. But like this, comment on the photo or don't comment at all.
Yeah. I was in San Jose and a car was like coming at me real fast. And I was like, oh shit, I think they're going to hit me. But then they slammed on their brakes. The man leaned his head out the window and went, almost nailed it. And I went, no. You can't almost kill me and quote me. And then he laughed so hard and sped away.
The show is not about vehicular manslaughter.
Sure is it. It's about baked goods, sir.
Sir, it's about baked motherfucking goods. And I would love for someone to try to hit me with their car. I think I could handle it.
You say that till you've been hit by a car.
I know. I've only been hit like lightly by cars.
Same.
Yeah. It was plenty.
Wait, how are you lightly hit by a car?
One time my dad hit me on purpose when I was walking into soccer practice in front of the car. And another time I was like walking through a parking lot and a car backed out and sort of just like, I had like headphones on and just like hit me in the side. And I was like, hey! And I like didn't react enough. Like I literally just did like Urban Cowboy or Midnight Cowboy or whatever. I was like, hey, I'm walking here. And I just like kept walking.
What a treat. My friend was driving and I ran out in front of him and didn't move and he didn't stop. And he hit me at like, I don't know, 5 miles an hour, but it fucking hurt.
And did you have to pay for the damages to his car? Did Geico find you at fault?
Beagle loved it.
Yeah, well, he got a new car. He had to get a new car right after.
It was total. I truly ripped that car in half. He had to get a brand new Mercury Mountaineer. How long have you and your wife been married?
My wife and I have been married for 7 years. But we've been together for, we just had our 15-year, like, date-iversary.
That's insane.
Yeah, like, a couple of days after my 21st birthday.
That's such a fucking long time.
I asked her out, yeah.
How did you meet?
We met in class. We had comm principles together.
What is that?
Communication principles. It's like the entry-level class for communications majors.
What is communications?
Great question.
I didn't go to college. I literally don't know what majors are.
You don't
are.
Have to tell people that. They know.
You don't think anyone's sitting there listening to you being like, did she go to college?
Is she Harvard or Yale, you think? communications is like a major that's sort of like kind of bullshitty. It encompasses a lot of the entertainment stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like TV, film, PR, marketing, advertising are sort of all under communications.
Huh.
So we met in like one of the requirement classes there. I weaseled mm-hmm. my way into her group because she was hot. And and she'll always like try to say the caveat when I tell that story. She's like, well, you were actually interested in someone else in the class first.
Were you?
Yes. Well, I was interested in all of them. But I also even showed up to this class with a girlfriend, a college girlfriend. She had a boyfriend. And I met her and like all these other hot girls in my communications class. And
Tiffany had,
Tiff had
a boyfriend?
Tiff had a boyfriend from high school. I had a girlfriend from college.
Uh-huh.
And they were very serious. He was like a foot shorter than me and covered in tattoos and straight edge. And a lead singer of a band.
No.
Tiffany would eventually swing the other way.
What a hard turn.
I know. She went from like a small, masculine, tatted up musician to a large, fat, effeminate fucking comedian.
You think you're effeminate?
I don't know.
I think you are.
I think I might be.
But also not. You're like an effeminate bigot.
I thought for sure the word macho or something might slide in the end there. You really got me on bigot. Fair enough.
But I love you to death.
I role play a bigot way too often, I think.
No, I don't really think you're a bigot. Right. Well, you would be sitting here.
My closest friends know I'm not, but I say enough awful shit that it gets me.
But it's like, I know you're kidding.
Right.
It's like Jeselnik, like listening to him.
Yeah.
He says the most offensive things, but I don't think he goes home and kills babies, you know?
Exactly. I don't even say half the shit he does, and people call me like alt-right.
Wait, do they?
Someone alerted me to a Reddit thread that said, is John Gabris alt-right? And it had like 20 fucking comments. And people were like, I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure. And like they're using Gino Lombardo, who is a character that I do on Comedy Bang Bang, as an example. Because he's like a racist Long Island mm-hmm. meathead douchebag. Mm-hmm. But they all think because it's so similar to me.
Ah.
And I'm like, okay, well, can you imagine that the character part I add is more than just the voice and maybe some of his opinions? Because I'm on a comedy podcast trying to get the maximum amount of comedy out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, doesn't matter. Maybe I'm actually alt-right.
You're not.
Certainly not. Those fucking
not.
Soft soy boys. I cannot fucking.
Soy boys.
They're little fucking. I want so badly to go to like one of these protests with these fat-necked fucks and tiny little glasses and just punch them in their fucking $4 helmets. So bad. Oh, you got a Captain America shield, you fucking cunt, and just kick them right in the chest. This is America. Like Sparta and kick them in the chest.
I've never seen that movie.
300? No. Well, you're not missing. I enjoyed that movie thoroughly, uh-huh. but it does not hold up.
Oh.
Because the style is too weird. You know, it was like cool when it first came out,
mm-hmm.
but everything has surpassed like that quality.
Mm.
But it's a lot of abs.
Oh, that's what I'm here for.
A lot of scantily clad buff men and signed daddy up.
Yes, yes.
I just appreciate the aesthetics of it. All which right. is sadly true.
Back to
feminine bigot.
No, so you and Tiffany were in different relationships.
Different relationships.
We and then how did you come together?
We became friends. We started taking more and more classes together, mm-hmm. and we were sort of pushing the boundaries of what friendship really is. You know what I mean?
Did you guys cheat on your significant others with each other?
No.
Okay.
We never did, but we definitely hung out more than mm-hmm. you're supposed to when you have a significant other. Oh. And we're not like fully... And then eventually, I would break up with my college girlfriend over one summer and sort of just like truly a crazy summer. And mm-hmm. then came back to school and was like friends with Tiffany again. Uh-huh. But then it was getting... A little more now that there was like one whole obstruction out of the way,
and you know, she was still with her tattooed. And she was still with her boyfriend.
Great guy. I now met him and know him well, but he's a nice guy.
Really?
Yeah. And we started just like, and then eventually it was like, hey, I don't know. I think I got to tell you. Like on my 21st birthday, mm-hmm. I got super wasted because I was the first one of my friends to turn 21. So we put a lot of, we were already drinking, but we were like, now you're 21. You got to do 21 mm-hmm. shots tonight. We all made t-shirts. My t-shirt said, everyone's t-shirt said, I'm partying with Gabrus. Uh-huh. And on my shirt, it said, I'm Gabrus. Mm-hmm. And on the back, everyone wrote facts about, like super offensive facts. Like came to college at 195, is now 245. You know, like.
That's not offensive.
Yeah, no, it's just facts. It's just that's true. Biology. Yeah, that's facts. But like, you know, gonorrhea free for 80 days and counting, like mm-hmm. just stupid shit. And I got absolutely shit-faced. And Tiffany and her friends came out too, because I was sort of like buds with her. She like helped me do my Halloween costume. We were hanging out more and more. And then her and all her friends came out. Mm-hmm. And in my head, I was like having the time of my life. I started like making out with all sorts of people. And I say people in yep. the they,
male,
their, them way.
Female.
Yep. I was kissing.
Whatever.
I was kissing all my girlfriends.
That's my effeminate bigot. He all just kissing everybody and shouting offensive things.
Arguably forcing some of my male roommates to kiss me, like sexually assaulting them, like holding their heads. And just like, I'm so much bigger and stronger than a lot of my friends. I would just like pull their heads closer to me and they'd be like, let go of me, let go of me. And I'd be like opening
my
mouth.
It's my birthday.
You're getting tongued, motherfucker. And then the one person I didn't make out with was Tiffany. I made out with like a lot of her roommates and a lot of my roommates mm-hmm. in front of her. And then a couple days, I had made like a declaration to be like, look, I'm never going to put you in a situation in which you are forced to make a weird decision, but you should know that I'm into you. And then she, on the night before my 21st birthday, I was going out just to do some shots before the night before that big party. And I was calling her when I got home after midnight, cause I had turned 21 mm-hmm. and could not get her to answer the phone, like her cell phone. And I was like, oh, weird. And then, so the next night's that 21st birthday, I'm going ape shit. Mm-hmm. The next day I call her and I'm like, apparently I was a little crazy last night. She's like, yeah, you were calling my phone. And this is the two nights. She's like, two nights in a row you were calling me. I'm like, I'm sorry. I was drunk. I was just so. And she goes, well, you know how you said you wouldn't try anything, blah, blah, blah. Well, I just want you to know that you can now. And I was like, you had broken up with the guy the night before my birthday. So the night I'm calling her, she's on the other uh-huh. line breaking up with him. And then the night of my 21st birthday is her first night as a single woman
so
in like 5 years.
Could have made a move.
Could have made a move. Not only that, is she's like, this is the guy I'm leaving my boyfriend for. And then I kiss 40 people in front of her. Guys and girls. She's like, what the fuck am I doing? Truly went to an effeminate bigot.
I feel like that's like meant to be kind of shit. Like,
right.
She saw something and she was like, he gets wild, but I like it.
Yeah, it was very cool of her to not throw the baby out with the bathwater. Mm-hmm. Like, see the, like, okay, part of why this guy's interesting is because he's got a little bit of a wild energy. Mm-hmm. And,
a little bit. This man is insane.
She was like, yeah, so imagine you just break up with your boyfriend of 5 years for a new guy and then watch that guy kiss all the women you live with, but not you. And I'm like, fair enough. That was weird. And then we started just, my mom came up for my birthday dinner mm-hmm. that week and I was like, invited Tiffany? And I'm like, I'm bringing my friend Tiffany. And we weren't even like official yet, mm-hmm. but I clearly wanted to be with her. And I had, you know, thought about her a lot. We have a lot of weird things, like sophomore year, the year we met, mm-hmm. at the end of the year, we like, I went to her dorm and just like said, have a good summer. And we were like, not that close of friends yet, but she was just like so prevalent. I'll send you the picture. I have a really weird picture of the two of us, so clearly nervous, sitting next to each other, like on a bed. My hands are all like weird and shit. And
that's so fucking cute.
It's very cute. And then I went back to my dorm and I called her and she goes, John? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, why are you calling? We just saw each other. And I was like, I don't know. I just wanted to talk to you again.
Oh my.
And this was like a
God.
Full year before we started dating.
You are an adorable mess.
Oh, I really am. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's so sweet.
I truly believe that the two of the things I'm good at in life is talking at length about whatever and being a husband to Tiffany. Like, are the two things I've found myself being, like, accidentally good at despite my best. You know what I mean? Like, it's just easy to be good at, podcasting and comedy.
You're very good at podcasting.
It is just talking about, I have strong opinions, and I don't mind hearing myself talk for hours. It's all you need.
Truly.
I could full-blown become Howard. I mean, no, I don't have the talent of Howard Stern, but I could live that life of just, like, talking
just
all day
talking
long.
Forever. Yeah. That's so fucking sweet. And you and Tiffany together are just, you guys like love each other.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to at this point.
Yeah, like, yeah. 15 years is a long fucking time.
Yeah, I mean, we're coming up on being together longer than we've been apart. You know what I mean? Like, she's like, when you do the math of like, oh, we've been together for 10 years, but I'm 30, so it's a third of my life. Then
yeah,
when it's 20 years, when you're 40, you're like, it's a half of my life. And then it's like, oh my God, the older I get, the longer you've been a part of my life. Yeah.
Oh boy, we gotta take a break. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the healthcare everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves healthcare. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Ooh, we're back from our break. And you guys have a dog.
We have a dog named Arthur.
Arthur's very, very fucking cute.
He's the cutest.
Are you guys going to have kids? And is that a question you get all the fucking time?
That's a question we get all the time. And I will say, for any of your listeners who want to ask their married friends that question or their coupled up friends that question, I would say you never really know what people are going through.
Mm.
So without going into too much information, it's not an easy process having kids.
All right.
Just be wary of when you ask someone. Normally you reserve that for your closest friends. Yeah. And you don't want to just be forcing that on someone else because you don't know how hard they've been trying, what they've been going through, especially as we get older and crazy shit like that. But at the same time, we totally want to. We're just not in a rush. We're, you know, I mean, we biologically, I guess, should be, but
now,
we're also just getting our lives together. Yeah.
I think that's a lie that's like, women have to freeze their eggs and have our baby before 40 because my mom had me. I think at 40, but also she dead. So, like, that's not a great PSA for waiting.
But did she die during childbirth?
No, she died of a heart attack.
Oh, man. Another reason to think about that that light addition of exercise.
Just going up and down the stairs instead of the elevator so I don't die at 40. But also, if I die at 40, who cares? I lived a great life.
Exactly. Hey, you're preaching to the choir. I do. There's an element of me that's realizing that lifestyle changes are required. This life cannot sustain.
Mm-hmm.
Like Dan St. Germain said to me one time, we were just having coffee, talking about weight loss or whatever. And Dan was like, you know, there's not a lot of 300 pound, 60-year-old men. I was like, yeah. And he's like, because they die. And I was like, ouch. Right, right. There isn't.
Yeah, yeah.
But there is.
But there are. I feel like they're in, like, the Midwest.
Yo. Oh, I feel like I was on the Doughboys tour you mentioned earlier. I went to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I are bathing suit models in Dallas. The fact that we don't drink 60 ounces of Pepsi in like a glass and a cup holder in our F-350 makes us like yoga instructors there.
It's wild how poorly people eat everywhere else.
I love going to other places and being and like you could see people looking at you like, oh my God, I'm skinny here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or I dress for the appropriate way for my weight at least. Yeah.
I can't remember where I was, but everybody was fat and I was like, wow, this is wild.
It's awesome.
Then you come back to LA and you're like, ah.
I mean, LA fucks up women who weigh like 125 pounds.
Truly.
Or like this city is every, you know. And then
it's
insane. Women will drive themselves. I mean, men will too, but women will drive themselves. It goes across both gender lines. Drive yourself crazy comparing yourself to other people here.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a city built on people work based on their looks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, truly. It's a city of dreams and nightmares. Sometimes I'm like, if I just decided to quit comedy and like move to Ohio, I would get booed up so fast.
You would.
But then I'm like, no, I wouldn't. Everyone's fucking married. At my age, everyone is married everywhere else.
You got to go, you got to be okay with maybe being a stepmom or a second wife.
Oh, I'll be a second wife.
A second wife's a great gig.
I would do that. Yeah, figured out what you want and what you fucked up.
Yeah, you dropped the ball on these three things. You're not going to let it happen in the new marriage. Yeah.
And whoever marries me is going to be my second husband.
Oh, right, because you were briefly married.
I was married to a small little Indian man.
Hey, look, grown up, you come through New York, everyone ends up married to a cab driver at some point. Wait, is that racist of me that I just...
I mean, he worked at a gas station.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I, I don't think it's racist.
I thought I remembered the story that it was a cab driver, but no.
No, I fucked a cab driver.
That's the story I'm thinking of. I was like, does she talk? Of course she talks about that.
Yeah, I fucked a cab driver and I still had to pay.
That's bullshit. I didn't tip though.
Did not tip. He also took my purse. Oh, it was awful.
We all have those beautiful, that's one of those meant to be stories. Sort of like we were in class together, fell in love. I fucked him in his cab. He charged me and took my purse.
Took my purse when I went inside to go to the ATM. He just took it.
And drove away?
Drove away.
After fucking you.
After fucking me, drove away with my purse and my phone. I had my wallet and I didn't have my keys. And I was like in front of my building. I was wasted. And I was like, I'll get inside.
You got drunk? Oh, see, that's weird. Because I would have thought you fucked your cab driver sober.
Oh, yeah. I love fucking cab drivers sober. I also let a cab driver finger me. What? Yeah.
Car sex is
hard.
It's hard.
It's hard when you're a fat person.
Oh, it wasn't until I got a Jeep Cherokee that I was able to fuck in my car.
Well, this was a fucking Lincoln Town Car, baby.
Oh, what was black cab? Yeah, uh-huh. then you gotta fuck those guys.
It was a gypsy cab. Yeah,
it's not,
man.
A medallion.
No medallion, no paper trail. I fuck whoever I want.
The taxi and livery commission's like, this car was stopped here at rocking for 30 minutes.
Oh, it wasn't 30 minutes.
I know.
It
Who can fuck for 30
a
minutes?
A short time. And then on one birthday, I let a medallion, a yellow cab driver, finger me as I ate a McChicken sandwich.
Oh, my God. That's like the life of a queen. You know what I mean? That's like royal life. That's right? Like some fucking ancient shit. Like,
drive me around, finger me, and get me a McChicken.
Yeah, like a concubine blows the king as he eats like a dozen oysters. You know what I mean? That's a fucking...
Thank you.
That's some fetish shit right there. That's some shit that you've been trying to recreate for years.
If I can just meet
a guy to eat me out while I eat a McChicken, a dream come true.
Honestly, I would love to get eaten out while I eat something. It is funny.
Yeah.
Everyone's eating.
Yeah, it's very funny.
So you've missed out on apps. Wait, how many people have you dated?
That's the crazy part, is that I've never even been on a date.
Oh, shit.
I've never gone out with someone and said, like, I wonder what the... Because before college, mm-hmm. it's there. You ask them to be your girlfriend before you go out together.
Yes.
At least it was that in the mid to late 90s.
I think it's still like that.
It's still like that. And unless you have apps, then you can go on a date with, like, a stranger more uh-huh. or less. But then when you get to college, it's sort of like you just hook up with a girl three times mm-hmm. and then go, I think we have to start dating. And then I started dating Tiffany days after I turned 21 and just sort of never even went on a date. And it's always grass is greener because all my friends are like, that's so... I'm like, yeah, but the idea of like app dating sounds really fun. But it also, no one ever agrees.
I can't agree with you. It is fucking awful and it's weird. Last night I had a show and this person whispered to me after my set, they were like, we matched on Tinder. And I just turned around and went, oh, message me, bye. And I literally ran away.
Rather than saying, hi, I'm Nicole.
Yeah,
or
hi,
this
I'm
person
Nicole,
should have
buy
said
buy me
hi.
A drink yeah. or whatever.
Yeah.
But I just, and it's happened more than once. Like, oh, I saw you on Tinder or I matched with you on Tinder.
Well, it is one of those weird things too, where there's like, even like amongst our business, like you follow a comedy person, they follow you.
Mm-hmm.
You eventually meet in like real life. And
yeah,
it's like,
and you don't fucking know them, but you know where they yeah. were yesterday.
And then you are like, I think I should say like, hey, Tim Simons, I follow you on uh-huh. Twitter. You follow me back. We sort of blah, blah, blah. Oh, right. But then that feels really weird. So I'd imagine the Tinder is the
insane.
Heightened version of
oh,
that.
Oh, absolutely. Because yeah. in comedy and performing or whatever, of course you like run into people. These are just perfect strangers that I don't know.
Right.
Because you match these people and then you don't look at it again. And then they're like, hi.
Hi, we matched.
We matched. Remember me?
Send me a text message. I don't even know how to swipe left, baby.
I don't know. Right is yes, left is no. It is fucking awful.
I don't know.
I've yet to meet with anybody good.
Yeah, how do you... Because I hear that a lot from people our age, single people our age.
Mm-hmm.
Like, apps are weirdly not worth it because it's sort of like you do so much effort to maybe go on a lunch with someone and then it's not – if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And then, like, meeting people out in public is hard when you're in your 30s because it's
yes.
like everyone's either taken. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, what am I going to do? Fucking go to a bar, get wasted, and, like, hook up with someone. I feel like that's in my 20s, and I guess I could still do that. I'm tired.
Right, it's tired, but it's also, it's like, where are single people hanging out?
I have no idea.
Right.
I looked at a list of single people bars, and they're all a lot of bars, and I'm like, I don't want to go to Laurel Hardware.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the other thing, too, is like, the hookup, it's not like single... There's no single bars like single looking for relationship. It's always like looking to fuck for the night. Yeah, yeah.
And or then I can just do that on my app. I could swipe at home, have someone come over, fuck me, and then leave.
Right. That's ideal.
Here are the messages I get. This is Steven. Steven said, "Hi, Nicole, how are you? I have to confess up front that despite appearances, I'm quite a naughty boy. I'm submissive and bisexual. Not everyone's cup of tea, but maybe yours, Steven."
Is it your cup of tea?
I don't give a shit what you are. I don't want you. I don't need a message like that.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I agree that that's not the right first message. How? You can leave out being a sub by until like message three.
Also,
just like hot. Also, lead with about. I don't know anything about these apps, but lead with something about the other person instead of yourself. Like, hey, Nicole, saw your pictures. You look cute. Would love to hang out or would love to continue to chat or whatever. Right. That's the move. That's what gets you to respond.
I mean, if he never told me he was a submissive bisexual bottom or whatever, I would be fine until we met and fucked and he told me. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what you tell me.
Right. You tell it's like, hey, if you want to do anything, like, hey, you know what else gets me really off is this. Yeah, yeah.
I don't need to know your sexual preferences right off the bat. Here is, I don't know if
like the accelerated thing about Tinder. And I think as someone, I'm going to sound like everybody's old uncle now because I don't fully understand that. But like, because it's so, like, I think Netflix does this, these dating apps do it, where you're like, there's so many choices that you're like, is this the right documentary to watch right now, or am I going to waste my 90 minutes? Maybe there's got to be something better to watch. And then all of a sudden you're going like, okay, do I want to date a woman who's a comedian? Do I want to date a black woman? Do I want to date? And then you're like, you should, like, in real life, you wouldn't have that opportunity.
No, you would meet someone and be like, I like them. Let's date.
I understand about physical attraction obviously being one of the first barriers that you have to get over, or the first connection is like, I see your picture, or I see you in person. But at the same time, like, you can fall in love with a coworker that isn't your type. You can fall in love with someone you've been around a lot that isn't exactly your type. Like, I always just make this comment, doesn't make Tiffany happy, but if we were to meet on apps, I would see that she's so done up, and I would write her off as high maintenance.
Really?
And she is high maintenance, but it's something that I'm willing to deal with because every other... Huh. I think the true version of the... Here's my relationship advice for people. You got to be okay with five things being off. You know what I mean? Like,
sure, yeah.
There can't be like big things of like, no, I want to raise our kids Mormon and you don't want to. That's like one thing. But you got to be okay with five things you don't necessarily, like, because if you're looking, no one's going to find someone. The one doesn't necessarily line, like, I was really hoping to date someone in a creative endeavor. It's like, yeah, everyone, of course. But if not, a counter I'll see is a lot of women will not date a man under 6 feet tall or under who says he's 6 feet tall, so 5'10 and above.
Yes.
Everybody on Tinder's, every man's 5'10.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And you, granted, I get that. Women want to date tall guys. So some women want to date tall guys. But what if you met a 5'9 amazing guy?
Yeah.
And you would go to yourself, well, height isn't like that much of a priority. Mm-hmm. But with the dating app, you can go like, write
you'd
someone
be like,
off.
No, thank you. I've learned to just like adjust my expectations and adjust what I want. Cause before it was like, I want a tall man. I want him to be a comedian.
A what man?
Tall.
Oh, okay. I think you said tongue man.
I want him to have a big old tongue
to lick my pussy. I want someone willing to lick pussies and watch comedy. I don't know why I'm doing
but
Jesse
now
Ventura.
I'm like, I don't give a shit how tall you are. I honestly just need you to be nice to me and have money.
Those are good.
That's truly
That's simple.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
You could look like
and
a dumpster.
And you're not even saying rich. You're saying like have your own money.
Pay your way.
Yeah, like just be a functioning member of society.
Like you could pay for dinner 3 times a week.
Yeah, we can go.
We could go on vacation twice a year. Once a year. Yeah. Once a year.
I
want
to be able to do stuff with you because I have money because I'm a successful adult.
I'm doing average. I'm doing all right.
You're at that certain level of like, I'm everywhere, and also I'm making hundreds of dollars in thousands of locations. Like,
truly, yeah. Yesterday, I did two shows. The first one was in the middle of a bar where they didn't tell nobody there was a show. Mm. So people are just talking. It is so brightly lit. You can see everybody's face.
Don't want that.
And they were like, you've seen her on Netflix, Nicole Byer. And I was like, yep.
And I'd like to order the mozzarella sticks. Truly, like, I'm the fucking comic.
Truly. And it's like, I'm not cleaning up your spill. I have a microphone. Comedy is something that humbles you every fucking day.
Also, every day of success is followed by, like, there's still 364 more days in this year.
Yeah, and it's wild.
Oh, yeah.
Just when you're like, you know what? I'm not doing free comedy anymore. You're like, no, I have to work out this stuff. I have to go do a shitty show. I got to go deal with people.
It's a difficult process because every time you talk to someone who's more successful than you, mm-hmm. they have similar complaints and you're like, Jesus Christ, come on, you're doing so great. Mm-hmm. And then every time you talk to someone who's doing not as good as you, they're like, but reality, I would want to be where you are. And you're
right
like,
where you are. Yeah.
Fuck, I know, I'm sorry, I'm a dickhead. Mm-hmm. But it's just in our nature. I don't think there's anything wrong with always wanting better for yourself mm-hmm. and your loved ones. That's not a problem.
I feel like that's like our job, just what's next? Yeah. What's the next best thing?
Yeah, and I feel like you can do that to a fault, and I have, where I'm mm-hmm. just like, okay, next Thursday is this thing, and then next thing I know, it's that Thursday. And I'm like, there was 5 days, and I felt like I wasn't, this is so hippie bullshit, but like present enough. So that's something I'm working on, is rather than being like, what's the next job? What's the next job? Be mm-hmm. like, okay, the next job might not come for a couple of months. Let's settle in. Let's enjoy the podcasting with friends. Let's go make sure we still do stuff. Because mm-hmm. it's so easy to push shit to like, if I have a job, I'll do this. When I have a job, I'll do it. And then you don't have one for like 2 months.
Yeah.
You're like, better get your shit together.
Yeah. And I feel, whenever I don't have a job, I feel crazy.
It's very, the other thing, the drawback of the business is I attach so much of my own personal happiness to my career mm-hmm. success. And that's not ideal.
No, because you'll.
But it's
go
true for everyone. If you work
months without working,
if you work as a temp, you're going to be happier if you get more temp work. You
do
know what
real
I mean?
People temp?
I don't know if real people. I'm sure people have to. You know what I mean?
I guess so.
Like if you need work, you need work.
Yeah, you right. Read my Tinder profile. There was no good segue.
Yeah. Oh, you want me to read your Tinder profile?
Yeah, read it. Describe
Wait,
the picture.
28.
I can't change it on Facebook, and I tried to the other day, but I don't remember my Facebook login.
Okay.
So it says, also the reason why it says 28 is because the internet didn't know my age for a while, but now the internet knows my age and it's fine.
Oh, you were keeping it deep.
Yes, I'm 39, 32, 30 something. I don't know.
Ah.
At my birthday is August 29th. I'm going to have a 40th birthday party this year.
You should have a 40th birthday for the next 5 years.
Well, next year I'm going to have a 50th. And then the year after that, I'll have like a 32nd. I'm just going to jump around.
Keep people confused.
I just don't know how old I am.
Nicole, 28, less than a mile away.
Ooh,
I would say
baby!
Less than 10 feet away. I'm a big old bitch with a fat ass. Hey. Agree. I like people with a sense of humor because life is too fucking long not to laugh. Check. Some things to know about me. I'm definitely a thought, : the happiest out there. I'm also a PYT, probably yodeling tonight. And I'm USA, usually sitting around. Also, I'm all about that D, and by D, I mean dinner.
That is a Molly Tarlovism. She was a guest on my podcast earlier. She's great. But I laughed really hard as I wrote that. And I've gotten some interesting responses.
Yeah, let's hear some more of those messages you've been getting.
Sure.
I don't even know how to look it up. And I'm not going to be one to start looking through your Tinder messages.
I mean, you can. Who fucking cares? So I recently got one from this guy named Steve, who I was like, okay. But we talked for like too long before we figured out he lives in like Santa Monica. And I was like, this won't work.
Nope.
You live
The most LA shit ever is like, wait, what neighborhood? Yeah, sorry, you are not the one.
Well, I can't date someone on the West Side unless like we love each other and always meet in the middle. Like, right, I don't know.
You would have to meet someone and then they move. You'd have to fall in love with someone and then they move to the West Side for you to deal with that.
So his message to me was, Nicole, you down for some P&V? Pasta in vat of boiling water. And I thought that was cute.
That's cute. That shows he has a sense of humor and read your whole
and
profile.
And read the whole fucking thing.
Wait, I have a question for you, Byron.
Yeah.
What's your overall like hypothesis as to why won't the proverbial you date me?
Oh boy!
What? Because you've done a few episodes now. I've done so many. Right. And have you learned anything? Are you learning? Have you grown at all?
Well, I think so. I did one with Joanna Bradley, and she was like, "You had so many walls up, and you were not emotionally available." And I was like, "Fair." But also, when we hooked up, I think I was 22. And my dad had just died like the year before. Maybe I was like 23, but it was like still pretty fresh dead daddy issues.
Oh, preacher choir.
I mean, it takes a while to get over it, and then you never do.
Yeah, I would say, hey, looking forward to being over it.
I mean, it would be nice. I'm sure my therapist would love to talk about other stuff.
I'm sure my therapist would like to get me on. Let's talk more about your productivity and your exercise and less about how fucked up your dad was.
I mean,
so Joanna Bradley told you that you had walls up,
emotionally unavailable, which is true. I tend to be performative when I meet someone.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not gonna toot my own horn. I'm funny,
right?
I'm a good time.
Have you let anyone recently potential dating material get to really know you?
Last summer, I dated this dude for a fucking month, but we saw each other like 6 times in that month, which might have been too much. But
six times in 1 month, if it's not, it shouldn't be too much to hang out. I mean, if it is, that's a bad sign, right?
For me, it wasn't. Wow. I was like, I like this. I can't wait till I see him again.
Yeah.
And I tried really hard on our first date to not be performative and to not try to do bits or shtick. And like, I just wanted to like get to know him and I wanted him to get to know me. And then I didn't let him see me perform. And although like he knew who I was and he said he had listened to me on podcasts and maybe had seen me perform once or twice. But I was like, I don't want you to see me yet because I talk about being single and I'm not going to like change my act because somebody's there.
Right, right.
And then, you know, I talk about love and dicks and stuff. I have a dick earring in my ear and I have like a pixelated banana painting in my room because, you know, you got to stay on brand. And it just makes me laugh when I wake up. But I tried really hard to like be the most authentic Nicole without putting any airs on. And I thought I was doing a good job with it. And maybe he did too. I don't really know.
Ended up happening with this guy?
So it's a long story, but an incident happened. And then he was like, I think I want to concentrate on work. And I was like, okay. And then we like kept texting. And then I was like, what if we like hang out again? He was like, oh, I'm dating somebody else. And I wanted to be like, what about work? But I let it go. And then I was in Costa Rica for New Year's, and I met this guy who was like on my dick. And I was like, oh, maybe we'll just like hook up or whatever. And he was from Austin. And we like exchanged Instagram information and we're like DMing each other. And then he was like, come out tonight. And I was like, all right. So we go out. He's so excited to see me that it's like embarrassing for him. I was like, why is he so excited to see me? I was like, I think this man loves me. And then we like hung out. And then I was like, why won't he kiss me? So finally I was like, are you dating somebody? And he's like, oh, it's complicated. And I was like, oh, fuck this.
Ugh.
I don't want this. And then he like kept DMing me. And then like a week ago it was like, hey, Nicole, what's going on? And I went, nothing. And then he like told me, like updated me with him. So finally I was like, why are you DMing me? Are you thinking about me? Nothing. He didn't say nothing back, but then starts liking my pictures. And I was like, so you just want to take up space in my brain. I keep meeting dudes who just want to take up space in my brain. And the guy from the summer texted me like a month ago and was like, you're really funny. I nailed it. And I was like, I don't need you to tell me I'm funny in anything.
Yeah,
I know I'm funny.
Society has told me that.
You want me to think about you. And I don't know why.
Yeah, that is a weird sort of narcissistic thing that I think men and some and women do as well. Mm-hmm. But men are especially powerful at it. It's just like, look, I don't want anything with you, but I don't want you to have anything with anyone else.
Yes!
You know, it's like,
and it's, so
it's the most old fashioned bullshit ever where dudes are like, well, because they're, it's just like, it's that fucking like, talking to someone at a party and they're looking over their your shoulder. It's like, is there something better for me? And it's a bummer, but you're never going to find something good for you if you're constantly thinking something. You know what I mean? Like, you could second guess your menu order every time. You know, you're like, should I have done
that? But you got to order something.
Eventually,
you
your food's
eat
in
it.
Front of you. You got to eat it. And fuck it. God forbid you let yourself enjoy that meal, you know, rather than being like, should
Why
I have gotten
Why won't someone enjoy me as a meal?
Why won't you eat me?
Why won't you eat me out? I also think I live in LA and I'm fat. I'm a fat black woman who lives in LA. I'm not the ideal. I know I'm pretty. I'm a very pretty person.
Right.
I throw on a wig. I put on some lashes. I look fucking incredible.
Yeah, you have amazing style.
Thank
you.
I'm just
funny
not
as hell,
traditionally.
Yeah. Right. You have to find someone whose type is heavyset black women.
Who is looking for that or is open to wanting that.
Right.
And
yeah, you need to find someone whose type is funny, strong women.
Yes.
And then be like, and then you also have to be okay with the rest of the package.
Yes.
Because, like, that's what you are first and foremost, is a funny, powerful person.
Thank you.
So, like, you just need to find someone who's okay with that. Where are those archetypes? What kind of dudes are those? Quiet, shy guys?
No idea.
You need, like, a weird, tall, wealthy, shy white guy with like a fucking 9-inch hammer.
I mean, what a dream that would be.
You
what a dream.
Right? You need just like a weird quiet dude who's like loves to laugh, thinks you're funny, is smart, has a good job, and
that would be great. And I like black men, but I feel like a lot of the black men who I have tried to be romantic with don't like that I'm opinionated and loud and strong and like don't want to take on that mom role and like stay home and cook and be quiet.
Yeah, I was going to stereotype black men in that way of just like there's still that there's a I find that older black men like black guys our age are more traditional than
I think so.
Yeah, at least that's and that might be religion more so than being African American.
Yeah,
but,
like a lot of Christian men are very much like there's traditional roles, and like I don't fall in a traditional role. Like I don't sit in my seat in the arc light. I'm a rebel.
Okay, well that's obnoxious. I'm on board for everything you said so far, but just you bought a seat, sit in the fucking seat,
well,
lady.
Here's the thing: if there's only four people in the theater is ours. We can sit wherever we want.
Fair enough. I will not care. I will only. care if I have to sit in my own seat that I paid for and it's hot because you were in there before me.
Ooh,
man, this is my seat. I'd be like,
ooh,
sit
sorry
somewhere
about
else.
It. Sorry about it. My fat ass has been here.
I've been sitting here steaming this bad boy. That's like me. Like you ever like sit on someone's like shirt or something on a chair by accident, and then when you get up, it's like ironed for them.
And
you're like, what
you're
the
like,
fuck?
Sorry,
did you do
my
here?
Big body heat really pressed this out for you. So you're a big old fatty, and you.
But I find
you
something-
have had no issues dating.
I've had no issues dating. Yes, and I think part of that is. Women are more open to big guys than guys are open to big women.
Yeah.
I think big women are making, I mean, first of all, I can show you who I follow on Instagram and you'll find out exactly who I'm into. Not everyone has a sickness for the thickness.
Finish that sentence. You said, I think big women are, but then you started talking about your Instagram. What were you going to say?
I think. Women are more open to big men than men are open to big women.
Do you why? Why do you think that?
I think it's because it's got to be some old bullshit holdover from. Also, big guys are dad like, and you know what I mean. And for some like big a big bearded guy is like you know. I'm daddy. I'm like, you know, like you, everyone has dad issues. I'm learning,
I'm
you know,
daddy,
I'm daddy. And a lot of guys, like I think are just more shallow. Also, here's something. Women will be the first ones to be like, he's funny and cute. But he's funny and cute. Yeah. He's overweight. Men will say she's fat, but she's funny and cute. You know what I mean? It's like they put that shit first, which is kind of also here's my other issue. Dudes have no idea what their work like, and it's helpful for them, this unearned confidence where they're like, nah, I'm kind of holding out for more like a Scarlett Johansson type. And you're like, bro, you just got cut from Maud Night. But like, those guys think they deserve like a fucking Southern Belle supermodel type. And you're like, women will see the good in a guy, and men will wait around for it. And I think that's part of the reason why it's like, I want to be in that person's brain in case I don't meet the ScarJo I'm trying to think of, I'm like, my two references for beautiful women. I'm like, Johansson. Scarlett Johansson, Gabby Union. I'm like, who am I saying here? I'm so obviously.
Scarlett Johansson. Scarlett Johansson is the prettiest.
She sells it. Yeah.
And she's got to play all the parts, whether it be Asian or not. She got to play everything.
She's so hot. She's like the fifth hottest Asian woman.
She is pretty.
She's beautiful. But like, and I think so. A lot of men have that like unearned confidence in like, I deserve better, you know?
Which is insane. And I feel like a lot of women date funny fat dudes because they're just like, he's nice. He's really nice.
Were you tweeting something about like, were you on a tweet storm about this the other day? Or someone was? Someone was going after like the idea of like, because you know, like these incel guys who are like, I can't get laid. It's like, it's not because women aren't fucking macho guys exclusively. Mm-hmm. Yes. The type of women maybe these fucking losers want to date are the type of women who are fucking rich, jacked guys.
Yes.
Yes. There are rich, handsome, jacked guys out there and women who want just them. There's also women who are looking to meet nice guys. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people who say, a lot of dudes who fucking create this narrative that say, I'm not getting laid because I'm not nice, because I'm too nice. And
which is not true.
Believe me, you're wrong. Right, exactly. If you can't get laid decent, you're either your standards are too high or you're not actually nice.
Yeah, you're
nice.
Like a mean person.
And if you're constantly saying, I'm so nice, people dislike me, you're wrong.
Like, yeah, that's like that saying, nice guys finish last. And it's like, no.
Some women like a man who's distant and an asshole. Mm-hmm. But most women, in my opinion, and most men, prefer their partner to be nice.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
Most of my friends are dating the nicest people. And
that's how
like,
you find them.
Yes.
Because someone who's not necessarily traditionally attractive gains 2 points on whatever disgusting metric you want to use when they're nice. Gain another 5 when you're funny.
Uh-huh.
You know.
I don't get it.
And that's what's frustrating about there's this double standard. That's what's frustrating is like you are the things that guys will, for some reason you're having a trouble dating. Men who are, if a man is funny, wealthy, and overweight, which are 3 things you are, that man will never have a problem meeting.
I know. If I was a dude, I would be crushing it.
Yes.
Crushing.
It's so weird. Because women are smarter in that way. I mean, they're smarter in a lot of ways. But in that way of just like, why see this person for the person that they are? I didn't. Because when you get a little older, you can't keep thinking. First of all, if you're in your mid-30s thinking you're going to fuck like a 22-year-old mom, first of all, I'm assuming that sucks. People get way better at fucking by the time they're 30.
Yeah, I don't understand dating younger. I want to date older. I want someone who's had a lot of sex, who knows exactly what they're doing.
I mean, that's Tiffany always makes the joke. She's like, I feel like if we ever got divorced, you would marry like a 55-year-old actress. And I was like, yeah,
absolutely.
And she would have huge tits,
big ol' honkers. You like titties?
I like boobs and butt. I like meat. Here's the way I always say it this is how I dance around saying too much, too biological of definitions. I like women, not girls. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
So I think a woman has a little bit of thickness to her, a little bit of style. A little bit of personality. You know, like that's the kind you can guess based on. My wife, the kind of women I would also be into.
She is a woman. I remember meeting her and I was like, dang, she's a real woman. There's like a couple women I've met that I'm like, I don't think I'll ever be a woman like that.
She's like a fully realized little fucking
June
human.
Diane Raphael is like that.
June Diane Raphael is like
is
the pinnacle
woman.
Of that. And you're like,
she's so beautiful.
Like she's just going to ascend to another level of like not needing anyone or anything. She's like, I don't consume food or water. I've now just become like Eve.
I'm waiting for that to happen. I don't think it's gonna. I think I'm just gonna be a weird little troll for the rest of my life.
Having an amazing wife like me gives me so much credit in life. You know what I mean? Like, we're kind of friends. We're hanging out. You don't really know me. You're like, oh, this guy seems nice. He's kind of obnoxious.
And then,
you meet my wife, and he's like, he's got to be great.
He's got to be amazing.
If he fucks that, his life, he's got to have something figured out.
Truly, you guys are like, I don't know. I feel like you're soulmates. I don't know your personal, like, personal problems.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I just remember your birthday. You rented a fucking bus. We went to a rugby game. And Tiffany was just serving Jell-O shots that she had made the night before. And I was like, this is so adorable.
And you should know this was my 36th birthday that we made red, white, and blue Jell-O shots for.
Honestly, it was the most fun. I watched 2 minutes of that game. I was so bombed.
I was blacked out. That reminds me, I should post the Instagram video that Drew Tarver got of me pissing at the corner of Santa Monica and Vine in the street.
It was very funny. You were peeing like on the bus, like just on the outside of the bus. And you were like, meet me at Oingster after party at my house.
And then I just went to my house and only like four people showed up. And it was like Jake and the Rosenberg twins. And I was like, what the fuck?
What did I do?
Yeah, I'm like, no. And then I bought like $200 worth of pizza off Postmates by accident. I was fucking lit. It was so awesome. That night cost me so much money in so many ways.
Wait, didn't we pay for it?
Everyone paid for it, but like I just didn't do all the math correctly, and I bought a bunch of stuff.
Fair.
I requested a lot of people, so I was willing to pay a lot.
It was maybe my favorite birthday party I've ever been to.
Yeah, it did make me want to sort of try to make my birthday a thing every year.
Yeah, it was really fun. Yeah.
I'm going to try to do that. I want to do a weed and rosé only party once at my house where everyone wears white and we just smoke joints and drink rosé. Some weird LA cult
that's
shit.
That's my effeminate bigot right there.
Oh,
wear
yeah.
white, and smoke weed, and drink rosé.
We're going to wear white hoods and drink rosé.
And we'll go across the street and burn a cross.
Oh, and Nicole, I hope you're out of town.
I'll be there in white face.
I'm not missing out on rosé.
I love rosé. Last time I don't smoke too much weed anymore. I like edibles because I feel like they're more mild, which is what nobody says.
Well, they are if you do it right.
Yes.
Because they come on slower.
Yes.
They just last longer. And so if you can do your dosage right, you can eat a light amount of edibles and be kind of high
and
for
like,
a long time.
And kind of just like stony for a little bit. That's
and
what
that's
I
the,
like.
That's what a lot of people enjoy. Yeah.
Last time I got wasted and smoked. No. I guess the time before. I don't know. Last when I did High and Mighty for Thanksgiving.
Oh, right.
Well,
we were bombed and drinking
lost
and then smoking for non-smokers.
Mind.
Oh, we were blitzed.
I woke up with a wet t-shirt. I think I took a shower in my shirt and then took all of the sheets off my bed. So, like, it was just wet at the top of my bed where my head would be. And then I was like, now I have to do Thanksgiving with John's parents.
My in-laws were in town for that show, and they were staying at my house. We woke up the next morning to do Thanksgiving. I will also say you brought up the...
Oh, vibrators. The
clit sucker.
The womanizer.
And then my mother-in-law got it as a Christmas gift. Or a Hanukkah gift, technically. And she was like, will you please tell Nicole that blah, blah, blah? Because my mother-in-law has a rule that she's not allowed to talk when she's at shows because she like likes to make herself the center of attention. Mm-hmm. So she came to like a law firm show one time and volunteered. And I was like, sit the fuck down. But so at this show, you were talking about this amazing vibrator that you love. And she said, John, I know you told me I'm not allowed to talk during the shows, but I had to get that name. Someone raised their hand and goes, what was the name of the vibrator? And then you say the womanizer. And I look
in the crowd, that's my mother-in-law. She's funny. I like her.
Oh, my mother-in-law is fantastic.
She's real funny.
Yeah, you know, it's always a good sign when your mother-in-law and your wife are best friends, exactly the same, and nightmares together.
Okay, it's come to the time. You've already answered it, but Gabrus, why won't you date me?
I would not date you because I'm taken. If I was single, I think we would have already been broken up, right? Like,
you are absolutely right. Yes.
If I was single when we were both coming up, we would have hooked up during our, if not before our guy code, girl code years, during, and then tried to get some sort of couple code spinoff, like fat code, biracial code.
Fat biracial code is great.
Hyper specific.
Oh, man.
To raise like, our so half diabetes children.
Half diabetes children. I have a joke about fat people and how you can hear the whisper of diabetes in their steps. And every time I do it, people are always like, oh, no. And I'm like, where's the lie? A bunch of fat people have diabetes.
Yeah. We could do all our fat material right here. Because I do the one where I'm like, tried to trim my pubes the other day. I needed four mirrors and I still cut myself.
The one I have is I got so tired from reaching that I just stopped and told myself it was a two-shower job. And that's a real thing that happened.
Oh, I've done that.
I was
that.
Like, oh boy, this is tough.
I think not too long ago, Tiffany and I were hooking up and she's like, I guess you still call it hooking up when you're married. Yeah. We were boning and she was like, oh, and like saw my pubes because I let them grow out way too often. And she's like, oh, well, you tried. I was like, okay, note to self, we'll take another pass.
You tried. That's adorable. I want to be married just so someone could look down and be like, you tried.
Hey, look, it looks like you did something down here. I don't think you, whatever you were intended to do, you didn't succeed at it, yeah. But you did something.
There's just patches and then baldness and then patches. And she's like, okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much
something
what
something happened.
That's pretty much.
All right, we got to fucking wrap this shit up.
I don't want this to end, Byron.
I'm so sorry. It's got to.
Fine.
Is there anything you want to promote?
Yes, check out my podcast, High and Mighty, also on the HeadGum Network. Great episode with Nicole. A couple great episodes with Nicole. If you want to come over, if that's your way in, I recommend that. I also have a podcast called Action Boys on Patreon where me and my buds just break down classic action movies. And if you're dying to hear three straight white males' opinions on movies and can't figure out where you can find that on the internet, we got it. It only costs you $5 a month.
That's it?
That's it, baby. It's free to listen to High and Mighty.
Do you make a lot of money on Patreon?
Not a lot of money, but
enough
that it makes sense.
Okay. Yeah,
because you'd be surprised how little listeners you need for it to be viable.
I guess, yeah, $5 a month. If you've got
100 listeners and you pay your editor however much you have to pay them a month, then you're taking home a couple hundred bucks a month.
That's nice.
Yeah, and we split it three ways.
I get a Patreon. Maybe. I don't know.
Hey, listeners of Nicole's podcast, if you think you would pay a couple of bucks a month for extra Nicole Byer content, let her know on Twitter.
Let me know. You can email me at baconcansave@gmail.com. That's my email that I give out.
Bacon can save?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I mean, truly, it can't. It'll kill you. But that's why it's funny. If you like this podcast, listen, I want you to rate it on iTunes. You know, give it a little 5-star. And then if you write a review, please write something nasty. Write something salacious. Hold on. There's one I want to read.
Do it.
Oh, no, I can't find it. Hold on. I'm
Let me guess what it says.
Okay, what?
Nicole Byer's podcast is so funny, I want to make them lips flap. Trying to think of something nasty and slight. I want to make them lips clap at a club.
I mean, that's not bad.
That would be
yeah. If you say awesome... something like, I want to make your lips clap at the club, that's good. That's a good one. There's a really... Okay. Hey, girl. Love your podcast. You speak to my life. I want you to sit on my face, squirt in my mouth while you put your fist in my pussy.
Ooh.
That's some... I'd have to reach. Yeah. Reach my arm. I'm squirting. That's a lot of work.
Do me a favor. If you find yourself in that situation with another woman, could you tell me about it after, please? Pinky promise. I get to hear about
Pinky
that.
Pinky promise. Because
that sounds... fun.
I will call you immediately after I hook up with a girl. Gabers, guess what?
I'll
punch the pussy.
Byer, before you say anything else, hang this phone up, wash your fucking hands, and call me back.
You know I wouldn't never wash my hands.
I know you wouldn't.
I would just be sniffing them fingies. All right. Thank you, Gabers. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, Byer. Bye, Byer.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Spring is the best time to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards whatever you're looking for. Okay, Peloton can accommodate your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. Even if you only have 5 minutes, there's a class to get your body moving, and I have to stress how important that is. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and mood. Move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can just jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day, because that's what it is, a journey. And listen, Peloton has everything you need to get to where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton is something for you. Ooh, the Peloton classes I like to do are strength training. I also like the yoga because I'm always trying to get more flexible because I love doing splits because I'm slutty. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.